Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones with PodTech. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm speaking with Richard Morgan, who's Assistant Managing Editor of The Deal, and we're here to speak about The Deal's upcoming September 17th conference in New York called Convergence 2.0. And what Convergence 2.0 really addresses is everything that's happening in the telecom and technology and media space, and Richard's going to be giving us all of the skinny on that. So Richard, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. It's great to be here.
So give me an overview of the conference. Again, we can talk about the agenda real specifically, but try to give the listeners some sense of what the conference is all about.
Oh, I'd be glad to. We're going to address each issue that's of major relevance to convergence. And to be more specific, we'll talk about the broadband alternatives to cable and telephone, whether there's a chance to have a third pipe, for example. We'll also talk about online video, a subject that has brought into everybody's consciousness by YouTube. We'll talk about intellectual property, which is not unrelated to YouTube because there's a big lawsuit against that company. People are charging it with stealing unfairly content that doesn't belong to them. We'll also talk about mobile content. Can they monetize mobile content? Will they finally figure out who likes it and where and who is willing to pay for it? And we'll also take a look at the music industry, which, as you know, has been in the throes, and we have Edgar Bronfman Jr., who runs Warner Music Group, telling us what he hopes will turn his company around.
So, Edgar, I did notice that he was speaking. I've heard him speak once before. He's pretty powerful. Who else are you having that's that kind of keynote? Because you have quite a few.
Yes, we have Michael Frickless, who is the general counsel for Viacom, and he's leading the charge against that $1 billion lawsuit against Google. And he's going to be talking about intellectual property, which is the subject on which that suit will turn. And they're upset that a lot of Viacom assets and content is showing up on YouTube, and they're complaining that YouTube is not taking it or removing it from the site that quickly.
So do you predict that there's any resolution on the horizon for this?
Well, not. No, it's going to be 3 to 4 rough years, I'm sure, just based on the whatever side of the media divide you're on. I think the old media companies, they want the so-called walled garden, where very few people can get into their content unless they pay for it or unless the company wants to distribute it itself. Of course, the new media companies, they like what they call disruptive applications, where they can take content and they can spread it around the world. They can let people upload it, where it's sort of unfettered, your access to content. So this is going to have to work itself, not just in the courts, but through technology and through joint ventures and things of that nature.
So obviously, with the kind of audience you're expecting, which is 300 to 400 people strong, the financial players are really still interested in convergence plays, are they not?
They are. Yes, they are. In fact, it was recently announced that Providence Equity Partners just invested $100 million for a 10% of a joint venture between NBC Universal and News Corp. Now, this joint venture is only 6 months old. It doesn't have a website up yet, and it doesn't even have a name. But what it's supposed to do is help these companies put their movies and TV shows over the Internet. Now, the $100 million investment suggests the whole company is already worth $1 billion, and that's a lot. In fact, it has some people wondering if it's, back to that Internet bubble madness.
Yeah, we hope not, because that was kind of craziness, especially at the end. So are there any, do you really see any inherent conflicts between the old media and the venture capitalists behind so many of these startups?
Yes, I do. I mean, in fact, the venture capitalists, as I say, they like the disruptive applications. They
right.
want to get around the old media. And, of course, the old media, they want to sort of, they would prefer the world stayed as it was, but they know they have to progress, they have to proceed, and they have to find their own way in the digital world.
So do you really see private equity as really grasping these digital applications?
Yes, I do. And not just private equity. I mean, the whole deal audience that is interested in this interplay between technology and media is keenly aware of what's going on, and we hope to get a large turnout from them. And it's not just the corporate deal makers, but it's also the lawyers and the bankers that they use in their transactions. We have, the showdown between venture capital with the old media people as well, and we also have hedge funds, proxy firms, corporate governance types are getting more involved, and so are deal PR professionals. So it's a growing community that is following this very closely and trying to figure out where it's taking us.
So what about the regulations and the rulings? Can you give us a little bit more sense of that? You mentioned about net neutrality as being an issue. Can you speak a little bit to that?
The regulatory issue that's on everybody's mind has to do with this forthcoming auction about the 700 megahertz spectrum, and this will allow for wireless broadband distribution. And it has two groups at loggerheads already. First, you have the net neutrality faction, and they're going against the telecom and media companies that already own some of the spectrum. Now, it's a little bit complicated, but essentially, the people who want net neutrality, they want to ensure that anybody who wants to can get access to the network at wholesale rates. Google is part of this faction, and it has already said it would bid $4.6 billion if the FCC did promise open access. Now, the people against it, namely the telecoms, they claim that if they have to offer access at these low rates, they lose their incentive to build out the distribution network. And so it will actually thwart progress rather than help it. So it's quite a controversial issue. The auction has to take place before January, so we'll be hearing a lot about this between now and January.
Great. Well, I must say it's very impressive when you think about all these people trying to cover these issues in just a day, and ultimately you've got 400 people strong, as I mentioned, where they're really all eager to hear what's happening. So in terms of the specifics on the any business models that are really going to be talked about with advertising and media business models, can you give us some insight into where you think that will go?
Well, yes. I think everybody, again, is looking at Google, and including Microsoft, which, as you know, just spent billions to buy its own advertising operation. And the question is, where are they going to stop? What does it mean for the traditional advertising agencies? Microsoft obviously has committed itself to going after the entire global ad market, which is over $300 billion. And how quickly they can get there remains to be seen. But they're playing catch-up with Google, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I must say it sounds like an awesome conference. And Richard, I really thank you for being here on the podcast with me.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
So I've been talking to Richard Morgan, who's assistant managing editor of The Deal, and we've been speaking about The Deal's upcoming September 17th conference in New York City called Convergence 2.0, which is really talking about the convergence of telecom technology and media. And I hope that you will be able to join Richard and a lot of people from PodTech at the conference. Thank you for listening.